just one announcement before I begin.
Thank you. his son Isaac. Or this tempting Isaac, or even wasn't tempting Abraham. Now, the reason that this question, I believe, was asked is somebody may have read the King James book. And in the King James book, I want you to turn it down to chapter 22, and I think I can help the person who asked the question. Now, we know that God cannot be tempted with evil, and nor does he tempt any man. And so temptation is not something that God does. He allows us to be tempted. Satan is the tempter. He's the one that tempts us. But God allows us to tempt us. But I want you to notice in chapter 22 and verse number 1. It says, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to Abraham, wow, if you have the King James Version, here's Genesis 22, verse 1. That word tested is tempted. That word is tempted. So, would that seem to contradict what God said in James 1, verse 12, that God did not tempt man to be evil? Genesis 22, 1 says that when God tempted Abraham. Well, to answer that question, we have to know what the meaning of the word tempted is in Genesis 22 in the Hebrew. The word means to try or put to the test. It means to prove. Did he put Abraham to test? Did he prove? Yes, he did. It wasn't a temptation, it was a test of faith. It was a test of faith. I want you to look back at Genesis 22 for a moment. And if you, in the New King James Version, it uses the word tested. In the American Standard, it uses the word proved. And in the King James, it uses the word tempt. All those words in the original language mean to put to trial or to prove. And that's what was done. He was proving Abraham's faith. Look at verse number 12, when he was about to take the knife to take Isaac's life. He said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your only son from me. Notice he says, now I know Abraham had his test. That was a test of faith for Abraham. Now I've been asked, and I'm glad the person who put this in didn't ask me, in why did he have to test Abraham? Because he knew what Abraham would do. Well, that's right. He knew what Abraham would do. But that was a choice that Abraham had to make. But when did Abraham make that choice? When did Abraham make the choice that he was going to offer Isaac? He didn't make that choice in Genesis 22. He made that choice a long time before that. Remember when God called Abraham in Genesis 12? He said, I want you to leave your homeland, leave everything you know, go to a land that I will show you. What did Abraham do? He did exactly what God told him. And then during his life, he said that many times he used the term, and he believed God and was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, why this particular test was given to Abraham is because of the power. But I do believe it is an antitype or foreshadowing of the greater gift and the greater test of faith that the Father himself would do when he did offer his son, not on an altar, on a cross. And he did go, and he loved man enough that he was willing to let his son die. Would Abraham have taken the life of Isaac? If this is a test of faith and he passed it, then we would have to say that he had all intentions of taking Isaac's life. Do we know that for sure? Yes. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We know that he would have taken Isaac's life had the angel not stopped him. In Hebrews 11, beginning in verse number 17. Hebrews 11, verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested. If you had the King James Version, it would say when he was tempted. When he was tested, he offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered which he also received him in a figurative sense. Now, what do those passages tell us? They tell us that in the mind of Abraham, he knew that even if he killed Isaac on that altar, God would raise him up. Why did he know that? Who did the seed promise pass to from Abraham? Who was the next in line for the promise that all the nations of the earth would be blessed? It began with God. It began with Abraham. Who did it pass down to? Isaac. And for that to happen, Isaac would have to live. And so he believed, even if he took his life, that God would instill his life again in order that he would fulfill the promise that he made to Abraham. We also, when he said that last part, where he received him in a figurative sense, how old was Abraham and Isaac before? He was 100 years old. How old was Elizabeth? 90 years old. Beyond the years of childbearing. And even though they were beyond the years of childbearing, he was able to have a son because God promised him. In Genesis chapter 17, he promised him that in a year from then, he would give Abraham and Sarah a son. So he didn't tempt Abraham, he tested him. So it's just, what it is, it's a play on words. But if you look up the word tempt, if you look it up in the Hebrew, it will say a trial put to the test for what you prove. And that's what he did. He didn't tempt Abraham, or he didn't tempt Isaac. Remember Isaac asked? Well, it's even wood. See if we can make a fire. Where is the sacrifice? What did Abraham say? Do you remember? God will provide. Did Isaac trust his father? We don't see anything in the text that Isaac questioned what Abraham said. So that was a test. It wasn't a temptation. It was a test. So it wasn't Everything produces after its own kind. An apple brings forth an apple. Corn brings another corn. Corn seed is going to produce corn. Apple seed is going to produce apple. Seed of flesh is going to produce mankind. Everything produces after its own kind. Let me ask you a question. How can I read the Baptist manual and end up being baptized forever? If I read the Baptist manual and I'm baptized according to his teaching, what does that mean? Does it make me a Christian? It makes me happy. What if I read the Book of Mormon? What if I study the Book of Mormon and I believe in the Book of Mormon and I submit to their baptism? Does that make me a born-again believer, Christian? No, that makes me more. Because why? Every seed produces after its own kind. You can't be taught wrong and baptized right. Let me add one more thing to this question. What if I'm baptized in the name of the Church? What if you were baptized in the name of the Church? And they baptized you for the mission. They believe in the plan of salvation. Would you have to be, would that baptism be in vain? What is the remission of sin? Do you understand what the remission of sin? Do you understand that that baptism would add you to the Lord's Church? You would understand all of that because that's what the institution of church teaches. But if you were baptized in an institution of church, if you understood the error of what the institution of church does, because it does things that are not according to God's word, if you wanted to make yourself right with God, you would need to join a church that practices the true gospel of Christ. You wouldn't have to be rebaptized, but you would have to make a confession that you were in error when you were participating in a church that was doing things that were contrary to God's word. Now, I've had people who have come to me. I was in Las Vegas. There was a young man that was there, and he was a very good friend of mine. He passed away a year ago, very young age, very dear friend of mine. And I taught him the truth, and by the grace of God, obeyed him. And a number of months later, I was in my office one day in the building, and he called me up. He said, "I need to not talk to you." He came down, said, "Pete, I think you need to baptize me." I know, I baptized you for the right reason, and I baptized you. So I asked Rich, I said, "Why do you think I need to do that, Rich?" He said, "Because I didn't understand the commitment and the responsibility and duty that it called upon me to do. And I wasn't fully convicted like I am now." I think that he needs to be baptized again. No, I don't think. If he does in his mind, going through the process again is not going to hurt him. He's not going to do it. Now, if a person is an institution of church, and he's been baptized for the scriptural reason, he's still going to have to make amends, because when he came out of the water, he began doing things that were contrary to God's will, and he's right back in the sin. And so he's going to have to make amends. I don't think he has to go into the water. Now, if a man fell, a woman fell, that's because they were in the wrong church, because they weren't doing things according to God's will, and they wanted to resubmit to baptism, I wouldn't say no. But I would not demand it. But if a person is baptized in a denomination, I would absolutely demand it, because denominational baptism isn't scriptural baptism. It's for another reason, it adds you to another body, and it does not put you in the body of Christ. And it does not gain you the remission of sin, because they don't believe that baptism is essential to salvation. That is a different thing, even if it's a mercy. Third question, fourth question, it has to do with that. Are there some sins so big that a man's reputation is so hard, causing him to have a bad report from without,
I was divorced for a scriptural reason. Not if I, do I have the authority of God to give the marriage that I was in? Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I've been real open about it all my life. And you know what? That's never caused me problems. That's the only place where I was supposed to go and interview for a job, because they had a lot of young people. The elders determined that I would not be as effective because I had been divorced from my family. Well, I can tell you honestly that I've even been more successful than that because of the experience that I have. But they have a right to make that decision.
Bible means by being compassionate. If you couldn't do that, I want you to think about it. If you couldn't do that, how do you explain to God that you love all men? Sometimes it's not easy. You know what you need to think about? Bad things. We want to give up. God will not. I hope myself. Now I'm going to tell you, it's easy to tell. That's what that person did. Now let's put it, change it around, and it happens to me. And one of my children. Now I'm telling you, I should do exactly what they do. Would I? I hope so. I hope I can work beyond my dreams to realize that the soul is the soul. That's what it means. Jesus on the cross. What did he say to the Father? That's helped you, and I have some other questions. I'll deal with them next time. I want to encourage you to put your questions in the question box, and I'll do my best to give you a right answer. Why don't you take the song from John, take the song from L selected. Here you're not a Christian, but become one. Here you are.
Directly in your life, or you just need to pray for the church on your behalf.